Can you please get off her? She's not resisting arrest.
She's under arrest.
Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring news, music, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a world of liberation, liberation for all animals, humans, and non-human animals, freedom, peace, wellness, health, and egalitarianism. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of the station nor its management. In this episode, I'm featuring the international organization Meet the Victims. Joining us via Skype will be Tuesday Gotti in Northern Ireland. And we'll start out the show hearing from Leah Darlinger, Wetton, in Queensland, Australia. Leah is the founder of Meet the Victims. Meet the Victims is a new generation of the growing community of citizens willing to disobey unjust laws together to abolish animal exploitation.
The average person has no idea what's happening inside these facilities. That's why it's hidden away. That's why it's such a secret. We don't know what's going on. We've asked the police to go inside and get the footage for us then if they won't allow us inside, but they've also declined that. So we're not going to stop civil disobedience. We're going to continue disobeying unjust laws until animal rights are taken seriously.
Oh, sweetie. I'm sorry, baby. You're struggling. I'll come back and get you. Okay.
Is in a chicken farm. Next is a live stream of Leah and Meet the Victims at a piggery. In this episode, I'm featuring the international organization Meet the Victims. Soon we'll be joined by Tuesday Gotti in Northern Ireland. And we'll start out with hearing from Leah Darlinger Wetton in Queensland, Australia. Leah is the founder of Meet the Victims. Meet the Victims is a new generation of the growing community of citizens willing to disobey unjust laws together to abolish animal exploitation.
So apparently the police are on the way. Because we're standing out the front of a church with messages that say, do no harm. Just reminding people to include animals into their hearts as well. You can't say do no harm, but then be dining, you know, two or three times a day on animals' bodies who have suffered severely for an unnecessary and violent meal.
When you look back, I know for me, when I look back before I was vegan, I used to say, oh, I love animals.
Yeah.
And when you hear the message, it's confronting because you realise what you've been part of.
Yeah, it's a deconditioning.
It is.
It's not anybody's fault. It wasn't our fault.
There's a resistance.
We were born.
Yeah. And I'm just so grateful. Thank you so much for taking the time to come and all in.
Hey guys, so I'm just going to do a live stream as I was arrested and raided yesterday morning. I had 6 to 7 police officers show up here yesterday morning. They raided my home. They took my car. They took my phone. They arrested me and took me to the watch house. They denied my bail, so I was in the watch house overnight. I've been charged with 4 things: for entering with intent and theft of stock and refusing to give my PIN code for my phone, and also for having animal carriers that apparently were a part of my crime. I now have a device on my ankle for the police to track where I'm going. I was just doing my homework yesterday when 7 police officers showed up with a tow truck, and they took my car, my phone, my laptop. They left my dog, Tricky, locked in the house, in the hot house. And I had court this morning from the watch house, and the prosecution tried to have me banned from having social media. They also tried to have me not released on bail because they said that I am a threat to causing more crime in activism. They just kept calling me a notorious trespasser, and that if I am allowed to have social media, I will continue my activism. So now, yes, I am wearing a
anklet device for the police to keep track of me. This was for allegedly rescuing broiler chickens from a farm.
We're listening to the live stream of Leah Dollinger Wetton in Queensland, Australia. Leah is the founder of Meet the Victims. This live stream is from March 11th, 2021.
Tricky is safe, thank gosh, to my friend Riley, who, like, they took my phone. I couldn't even call my mom. I couldn't call my lawyer. I couldn't call anybody. It was only thanks to Adam, my friend that works at the police station. He came down and was able to help me get Riley's phone number for him to come and grab Tricky and take care of him while I was stuck there. I refused to give my phone PIN code, so I was charged with conceding evidence or something or other. And I've got caught in 2 weeks' time for these charges. They brought a team of IT people here, IT police officers with like something that they wheeled in with all these black boxes to get into all of my devices. And I just had to go buy a new phone. So, and took all my stuff. They've taken my car to forensic test it for chicken feathers or something or other. So, yeah, they took my phone, my laptop, my clothing, my camera, my drone, and my car. Yeah, they denied me bail. So I was in the watch house overnight. Some of you don't know what a watch house is because in other places you don't have that, but it's pretty much the prison next to the courthouse, between the police station and the courthouse. So I didn't have like a TV, nothing. They give you nothing in these cells. Lucky enough, the watch house here in Redcliffe, the people were very nice to me and they did accommodate for my vegan diet and gave me some food. So yeah, they really tried to push for me not to be able to get bail, but the magistrate allowed me bail. I've been charged with the most extreme charge that they said that I've got is the not giving my PIN code for my phone. Abs, did you see what they've put on my leg? I have this device attached to my leg. I'm not allowed to go anywhere near a farm or a slaughterhouse or, yeah, they're keeping track of me. I have to walk around with this. Yeah, an ankle monitor. I know, Angel, what the f***? What a joke, I know.
We're listening to Leah Dollinger Wetton in Queensland, Australia. Leah is the founder of Meet the Victims. We're listening to her live stream from March 11th, 2021.
Thank you, Angel. Yeah, I refused to give them my PIN code because last time I gave them my PIN code, they deleted evidence off my phone that I needed for my court case. So I was like, I'm not giving you my PIN code.
That's Leah Dollinger Wetton in Queensland, Australia, founder of Meet the Victims. Soon we'll be taking a short break, and then after the break, we'll be joined for an interview with Tuesday Gotti, Meet the Victims organizer in Northern Ireland. And stay tuned to Vegan Nation because we'll have an interview with Leah in the near future. Thank you for tuning into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this radio station nor its management.
Can you please get off her? She's not resisting arrest.
She's under arrest.
Hi, everybody. This is Mike Warren, your host for the Wednesday Drive at 5. Let me be your driver as we cruise through all types of musical genres. Right here on WCUW Worcester, 91.3 FM, streaming all over the globe on WCUW.org. Let me be your chauffeur. That it?
All set?
Yep, all good.
Okay, thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. We're very fortunate to be joined by Tuesday Gotti in Northern Ireland. I'm greatly honored. Welcome, Tuesday, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Hi, Marlene. Thanks so much for having me back again. Really, really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. So, Tuesday, can you please tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, my name is Tuesday Gotti. I'm an anti-speciesist activist from Northern Ireland. I've been vegan most of my life. I am the founder of Expose NI, a direct action group, and the only investigation team in Northern Ireland. I'm the organiser for Meet the Victims Northern Ireland. I'm the Save Movement organiser for two places of animal use and slaughter in Northern Ireland. I've done DXE, AV and other grassroots groups, which I continue doing. I'm 35, wife and a mum, and that's just a bit about me, yeah.
Beautiful, thank you. Can you please tell our listeners more about the international organization Meet the Victims?
Meet the Victims was started by my best friend. We didn't know each other when she started it, but we've become best friends. And I attended one of her Meet the Victims actions, I think, I'm going to say 2017, maybe, in Barcelona. I think it was the second one. And Leah Dollinger, she started this because she wanted people to see the truth behind the sheds, behind the walls, and people to actually see what was going on. And she brought the truth to light, and she garnered people from all around the world to join in peaceful protest, peacefully trespass, cause no criminal damage, no harm to anyone, just to basically sit there and video the victims and just put it out there. And that's what we've continued doing so far. There are pigs, chickens, cows, pretty much every animal. Like, there's been goats. Israel is really, really big on doing goats. They focus a lot on goats, cows. Over here in Northern Ireland, I've only done pigs, chickens, and dairy cows. In England, we've done other species. So, yeah, it's pretty much whatever we can do. Whatever light we can shed, we do it.
Thank you, Tuesday. And can you please share with our listeners some of your activism and what it involves and what it's like and what it feels like?
The activism I've done, I've attended, I think, I'm going to say about 8 Meet the Victims actions. I've organised 2 here, and I also organise and I do like a lot of investigations. So I do a lot of like undercover work, and I attend whatever's been pre-organised, but I do a lot of undercover stuff, and it just feels horrendous. It does. It's horrible. Like, I have PTSD from it. Like, I really, really suffer from the victims that I've seen, that I've spent every night with for years. But it doesn't even cover what they suffer. Every time when I go into, like, a pig farm, for example, and I sit and think, right, these mothers are given birth, what those mums go through is just awful. When you walk into a chicken shed and you see maybe 26,000, that's what the average is in each shed over here, and you sit here and you've got 26,000 chickens in front of you struggling to breathe. Their chests are full of ammonia, they've got ammonia burns, they've got bumble foot, they can't cope. And I maybe spend 13 hours there, and I just think what I spend in there is nothing compared to what they feel. It's awful. It really is. Those non-human animals that have to live like that their whole entire lives, it's awful. I've been doing this for so many years, and I'm like, I can't do it anymore, but I have to. And I just wish people would actually open their eyes, open their hearts, and stop the suffering.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And your words remind me of what I heard from your best friend and fellow activist, Leah Dollinger.
Yeah.
Yes.
She, whenever she comes on with interview with you, she'll talk herself about it. Like, she struggles so badly. Like, people see her as being this badass, this beautiful girl, which she is. She is so beautiful. She's so compassionate, so dedicated. But she struggles really badly. Like, every time she goes into a shed and lifts a chicken, she feels their little body, like, against her chest. We've cried. Like, we talk all day, every day, and we've cried about it. And she struggles with it so much. I struggle with it. But we still keep doing what we're doing. And even now, even though she's only got off tag, she's only got Bert, as she calls her tag, she's still progressing to stop animal abuse.
Mm-hmm. And what do you mean by tag?
She had a tag, I think it's electronic monitor, I think it is in Australia. We don't really have them here, so it's like a tag around her ankle, which means that she can't approach a farm. I think she has to be away by 100 metres. she can't go to any farms, and the police come and check on her, like if she's not at home and stuff.
And Tuesday, what has happened with your past and recent arrests?
Oh my goodness, there's been so much. I got arrested around about July, because I did an open liberation. So I walked into the farm, liberated 3 chickens, and then I went, I think it was like 5 days later, I went to England to a pig farm, and then got arrested again. So it's just constant being arrested, being interviewed, and then in December, I got a 4-month prison sentence, which was suspended for 3 years. So right now, I can't really do anything. Like, legally, I can't do anything. But they still have, like, chicken offences against me. Like, I'm being done for liberating more chickens, more trespass, aggravated trespass. I think it's criminal damage, which I didn't do. Genuinely didn't do. It's not what we do under Meet the Victims. It's just not allowed under our protocol. So, yeah, got that going on. Pretty much a lot.
And so these buildings you enter, if I understand correctly, they're very large, large building, like you said, where thousands and thousands of victims are imprisoned. And
yep.
You go through open doors.
We have never, ever, under Meet the Victims, broken and entered. We don't use crowbars. We don't use, I don't know, any other sort of weapons or whatever. We find open doors and we walk in, so it's trespass. With the chicken sheds, you normally find about 4 of them on one farm, and it's 26,000 birds in one shed. With pigs, you could maybe find between 2 and 8 sheds, and there's maybe about 800 in each. With dairy cows, it's quite open plan. Over here in Northern Ireland, it's quite open plan. And you'd maybe find about 300.
Can you please describe what these individuals who are imprisoned, and I'll use the word enslaved because it is exploitation, especially of the female body and the female reproductive system.
Absolutely.
Yes, and then their youngsters, of some of the things that you see and that you document.
It's awful. For example, I don't want to refer back to pigs all the time. Pigs are pretty much my passion. Even though I've had pigs, I've had chickens, cows. Pigs are pretty much my passion. I love pigs so much. Chickens are really, really abused. As soon as you open that door, the heat, it hit, oh my God, even thinking about it, it hits you in the face. The heat actually hits you in the face. And you actually have to take a step back and just have a moment. I always remember looking at my teammates, looking around, and I remember being like, oh my goodness, what the hell are we walking into? And one of my teammates actually said, hell, we're walking into hell. And he actually prayed, and I just thought, just keep walking, keep walking. We'll have to go in here. Once we get in, the smell was overwhelming. It almost stuck to you. It was like it invaded your pores. It was like it was right in your body. And then we all took a moment, said our prayers, sat down. And the ground was so hot. And then we started trying to lift these chickens, give them some relief from the ground that we're on. But it was so hot. And we couldn't help them all. We could only help maybe, I think there was 30 that we were able to help at the front, because there was thousands and thousands. And it was just heartbreaking. And then when we left, it was almost like it was guilt as well. Because I remember thinking, because I refused water from the police. I was like, I'm not sitting down. I'm not taking water from you. It's an oppressive system. I'm just going to keep going. I'm going to keep fighting for these animals. But when we left, I walked out and thought, oh my goodness, I'm so glad to be out of there. And then I looked around at the shed where they were chirping, cackling, sort of bird-type noises. But they weren't natural. It wasn't a natural noise. And I just felt awful. It was just awful.
I know. And I really believe that once the system transforms and becomes a vegan world, that the suffering that goes on in humanity century after century is also going to dissolve, because what you're experiencing with you and your activists and Meet the Victims in the many countries that you have your organization, you're witnessing the hell. And in my opinion, that energy cannot just go away, and that humans think, oh, we can keep doing this to those who don't look like us and everything's going to be fine, and it's not. That's why I think we have so much suffering and injustice and all the terrible things that happen in the world to humans as well. And I wish people could recognize that. And it's so easy to just decide to stop participating in this non-vegan world of animal agriculture.
I totally agree. I really agree. I think if every child, well, everyone is born vegan. We're naturally born vegan, and that is eradicated out of us. I think if everyone was continued being vegan, we would have no racism, no sexism, no misogyny. We would all be more compassionate. And then we also see farmers that are good people as well. Like, that's why every time I do my outreach with farmers and I do police liaison, I always address them as sir. I shake their hand. I say, thank you. Please, I'm really sorry that we're on your property, but this is what we'll have to do. And I actually meet some decent farmers as well. They're like, how do we end this? What other job can we do? How can we make money?
Yeah, so how has this affected, with these arrests, affected your personal life?
It's been horrendous. It has been really, really horrendous. Because the field that I'm going into, the field I'm studying in, my passion is working in prisons. I really, really want to work with rehabilitating sex offenders. And I won't be able to do that because of my convictions, because I have burglary, aggravated trespass, and all the rest. So I can't effectively do what I really, really want to do. So, and then I can't even go into like basic car work. I can't go back and work in a car home. I can't work with like AMI units. I can't do any of that. So I'm kind of stuck that way. It's affected me because I can't sleep. I'm constantly waiting on the police coming to my door. I'm waiting on being raided again. When I walk down the street and the police pass me, they point me out. Some of them are nice, to be fair, but some of them, they know who I am and what I do, and they're quite derogatory towards me. But at the same time, I'm also really, really proud of what I do, and I need to keep doing it.
Thank you, Tuesday.
I'm a mum. I've got a young child. I liberated while I was pregnant. I liberated while I was in labour, while she was only a couple of days old. And it's a lot. It is a lot to deal with. But the way I see it is, these animals, these non-human animals, are going through so much more than what I could ever comprehend.
Your heart is so big. It lights up this world with love. Thank you. I really believe you're very, very powerful in bringing more love into this world and to help stop the cycle of suffering and end the violence. Yes, and I understand that this really is an upside-down world. You know, here it is, compassionate acts, and compassion is not a crime. And the things that are being done to these farmed animals, if this was being done to dogs and cats, there would be an outrage by the masses.
Exactly. And that's what I always think as well. Like, it's a lot of pressure. It really is. But we're not stopping.
And what activities are coming up with Meet the Victims that you could tell me about?
We actually have another few. We have another few coming up. They're not in Northern Ireland as such. There's different ones around the world that we have coming up. At the moment, I'm doing peaceful protests, standing in the town, like holding placards, signing petitions, giving out leaflets, giving out cupcakes, all that sort of stuff, making food for people. But we have another few Meet the Victims actions coming up And yeah, we're not stopping with that.
Okay. And can you tell me those countries, or is that something that you can't relay publicly?
Eastern European.
Okay.
But I just can't say on like radio and stuff. Mm-hmm. What country, dates and things.
Is there any internet site where people can see this undercover footage? Is that the correct term to use? What this is undercover footage?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah. I mean, people can look at Dominion. They can look at Ursula stuff. They can also look at, like, Meet the Victims. They can check out Expose NI. They can check out my own Facebook for more localized stuff. Yeah. Save Movement as well. Save Movement's really good.
Thank you. I remember seeing one of your actions that was recorded, and the video was on for public viewing on the internet. In addition to seeing it was a pig farm, the suffering of the young piglets and of the mothers, the sows. Something that I hadn't even thought of was just the sound itself of the clanging.
Yep.
And the noise and the machines. And the one I'm thinking of right now, there was this large fan, huge large fan that's just on constantly and just a horrendous noise. And to think, who would ever want to just hear that day in and day out, 24/7, until you're shipped off to a slaughterhouse?
I'm even just sitting, whenever you walk into one of those pig sheds and you sit down on the ground and you just listen for even an hour. We've all done it. Like, we've sat down for an hour, and that noise, that whoop, that noise of the fan going round, it's torture. It's absolute torture. And then you're sitting on the ground with pigtails that have been cut off, testicles that have been cut off, nails that have been cut off. It's just awful. It really is.
Like one of your fellow activists described, it's hell.
Mm-hmm. It's hell. It is. And that's what he said. And he still struggles with that. Like, he hasn't done any activism since because he's got really bad PTSD from it. After years of this and seeing those animals crying out for their mums, begging to be helped. It's awful. It really is. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Tuesday. Thank you for your compassionate, courageous activism. And we're coming to a close in the interview for today. What additional messages do you have for our listeners?
As always, I want people to go vegan, and I want vegans to become active. I want people to actually take responsibility for their life choices and defend animals. That's pretty much it.
Thank you. And is there any contact sites or anything that you'd like to relay?
Yeah, people can check out Dominion, Earthling Edge, Meet the Victims, Exposed NI. People can check that out.
Thank you, Tuesday, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thanks, Marty.
Meet the Victims. Meet the Victims is a new generation of the growing community of citizens willing to disobey unjust laws together to abolish animal exploitation. I'd like to thank my guest, Tuesday Gotti, in Northern Ireland. And I'd like to thank Leah Dollinger-Wetting in Queensland, Australia. Leah is the founder of Meet the Victims. I'd like to thank all the listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation, and I'd like to thank you for your open mind and your big hearts. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Please join us again next week at the same time. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this radio station or its owner. This is Marlene in Massachusetts, wishing you a good day.
From the church, he was like, oh, I noticed your ankle monitor before. He was like, oh, we got a gangster here. And he's like, which Jew? And then I started telling him, and I got talking to him about that, and I said, they took my car, blah blah blah. And he was like, wow, I can't believe it. And I said, well, that's my sacrifice. Yeah, he was like, good on you. And when he first came out, he was like against us, and he was like making fun of, like, he was smirking. And then yeah, they said that they respect our message, and it's true. And I said, just consider it, every time you sit down to a meal, you're consuming violence, you're consuming blood, you're consuming suffering, and you're directly causing that every time you pay for those meals. And he's like, yeah, you're right, you're right. So
Good chat.